Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
510 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you Tuesday afternoon. If you're heading home and driving, make sure you watch your braking distance this afternoon. Might be a little slippery out there, so we don't want you to have any accidents or anything like that. Austin, you were talking about we've got a giveaway coming up this half hour, don't we?
Yes, in just about 20 minutes. That's just before 5:30. We've got a four-pack family pack of tickets to give away to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. We got details on that. And don't worry, it'll be a very simple prompt. I'm not going to ask you some trying question about a Renaissance Fair. I'm not some expert on it. But yeah, we got that coming up at just before 5:30 right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, if you're looking for something to do this week, I'm talking about just not only you, but your family, everybody, just load them up in the car, head out to the Big Lagoon State Park Amphitheater. They're having a free musical production. The Pensacola Opera's behind this in partnership with the Southwest branch of the Northwest Florida Public Library. They are presenting Mato, the bear who couldn't fish. There you go. Curtain rises 3:30. This is tomorrow. Bring your library card for free access to the park. And I would also suggest might want to bring along an umbrella with you.
Yeah, we've had some rain kind of coming and going, and right now, we'll get a full traffic and weather together update in about 4 minutes, but right now it's just overcast skies, not looking too bad, and today, all in all, wasn't too terrible, but, you know, it was, man, just kind of some rain gloominess here and there, bummer. Alrighty, here locally, wanted to touch on this. We're learning a bit more about the deputy-involved shooting on Amberway Drive in Escambia County over the weekend. The first calls came in from concerned neighbors as a man was outside firing shots with an AR-15 rifle and handgun. Sheriff Chip Simmons told News Radio that dispatchers could hear gunshots as they were taking calls from people in the neighborhood. The suspect was reportedly laid in a prone firing position when deputies arrived, and he was shot after allegedly firing at them. Simmons says that the man is still alive, but there's no word yet on his condition.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons did tell News Radio 92.3 this morning.
Our dispatchers can hear the gunshots going off whenever callers were calling. Wow. So when our deputies get there, they also can hear the gunshots, and then they see that there's a man laying down prone facing them. He refuses their orders to drop the weapons and to surrender.
Okay, and as you said, no deputies were injured in that. The involved deputies, by the way, are placed on administrative leave.
That typically happens.
It's just policy, yeah. Sheriff's office policy on that side there. So another bad shoot 'em up in the community, and we got to just stop those things.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of some drama with local law enforcement, there's new information on yesterday's police standoff on Gonzales Court. Police say 35-year-old Joe McPherson Williams is facing aggravated assault with a weapon and battery charges. Officers first responded to the apartment for a disturbance early yesterday morning, where a woman told officers she had escaped, but that a male suspect was still inside with a weapon. Police tried to get him to exit for several hours. However, they later found that he wasn't even inside. He had exited through the back door before SWAT arrived, and he was arrested shortly after, just at a different location.
I bet that was a show.
Yes. A comedy, it sounds like.
When they walk in there and go, what happened?
Yeah, he ain't here.
All right. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point last week. That started this whole good feeling thing going. Republican Florida Representative Byron Donalds suggesting he would reintroduce a bill that would change the mandates of the Federal Reserve. And he spoke with Charles Payne. You know Charles from Fox. He's the money guy. Spoke about making money.
The Federal Reserve should just be concerned about price stability. No more, no less.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
That's right. He gets right to the point.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we like it here. Governor Ron DeSantis, he may soon have a big vacancy to fill. Of course, we were hearing those reports about Trump nominating Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. And if Rubio takes the job, DeSantis would be responsible for naming someone to succeed him until 2026 when a special election is held. CBS News Miami reported that DeSantis is considering several options, and they include Rubio's chief of staff or Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez.
Okay, we've been getting some real positive text about this. We did this story for the past couple of days here. Pennair Credit Union reintroducing its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. You still have time to bring those retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure the flags are retired with the honor. And we're getting a lot of positive feedback on that.
Yes, just about 5:15 here. We'll hopefully add to the positivity with our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it's quite a busy hour one, and unfortunately, right now, it doesn't appear to look any different. We do have some heavy backup still at the intersection of Palafox Street and 9 Mile Road, along with Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox, and even Brent Lane, as you are between Palafox Street and North Davis Highway. Speaking of North Davis, traveling northbound towards I-10, got some backups there still. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots, Pine Forest Road, Gulf Breeze Parkway, and Highway 90. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 74, low of 72, with a slight chance of rainfall throughout your early Wednesday. But as we get into Wednesday night, those chances are about, they're going to rise from about 20% to 80.
5:16, News Radio 92.3. I love this event. 25 days and counting for the 12th annual Runway 5K. Happens Saturday, December 7th over at PLS. Participants will walk or run along the runways and taxiways. What they do is the active runway. Of course, they don't run on the active runway, but the inactive runway, the runway, the cross runway they're not using, that's where the runners go. But they get a different perspective from, in other words, instead of looking from the terminal out to the runways, they're looking for the middle of the field back at the terminal. Fun event. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission is to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. If you want some more information about this, I encourage you to, if you're a runner, do this thing. Just go to runway5k.com.
And a plan is in the works to enhance Florida's Space Coast. State aerospace leaders have outlined a roughly $100 million proposal for 6 projects meant to benefit launches in Cape Canaveral. Some of the improvements would include upgrades to the area's wastewater treatment facilities, revamped electrical infrastructure, and a Port Canaveral expansion. If approved, crews would also replace a NASA-owned bridge connecting the Kennedy Space Station and Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The goal is to increase the number of launches from Brevard County, and as of right now, the region has already broken its previous record that was set last year with nearly 80 launches.
Okay, President-elect Trump is making his appointments, and Fox's Howie Kurtz has more analysis in the Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Let's put aside the media speculation and look at President-elect Trump moving very quickly to name top appointees. He immediately, of course, tapped campaign manager Susie Wiles as his chief of staff, first woman to hold the job. Now, yesterday, the appointments included Tom Holman, who was ICE director in Trump's first term as the border czar. No surprise there. He'll be in charge of the promised mass deportation program. And he said, yeah, if we have to not separate families, we just deport all of them. Also, Elise Stefanik has been tapped as UN ambassador. Then there are various insiders. But the main thing here is there's all this media chatter about no guardrails. And yet, for the most part, we'll see what happens. Donald Trump is picking people who are serious people with Washington experience, and they're loyalists. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, 5:18 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, we've, of course, got that 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. But also, we had a very puzzling accident in Louisville, Kentucky today. A large workplace explosion. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Okaloosa deputies charging a 12-year-old Crestview Middle School student who allegedly planned to bring a weapon to school to harm other students. Deputies began an investigation and found text messages from the student indicating he planned to bring a knife or gun to Shoal River Middle School because two students were continually bullying him over various issues. He is charged with making a written or electronic threat of a mass shooting, and I hate doing those stories.
Yeah, it is. It's upsetting, you know, because there are some people who just aren't right in the head, and that's always upsetting. But when you hear that it has to do with a kid being bullied, that's very sad, because that tells me it's just all the more avoidable.
You're absolutely right.
Let's see. Also hinted at this before the break. There was a workplace explosion in Louisville, Kentucky. It happened at the Gavadan Sense Color Plant, known for producing color and soft drinks. There were reports of people that were trapped in a structure at the site. Louisville Fire says it was on the scene of a hazardous materials incident. That's how they described it earlier today. The plant's located inside a residential area, and there was a shelter-in-place order for those was within a one-mile radius of the accident, and the ATF said it had responded to what it described as a critical incident. So just very, very puzzling all around there, but it's such a shame that it happened in a residential area as well.
524, News Radio 92.3, Republicans are expected to vote on their new Senate Majority Leader this week. It probably won't go off without a hitch. Fox's Madeline Riviera is in Washington today.
Republicans were able to flip seats in West Virginia, Montana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is not inviting Republican Dave McCormick to freshman orientation. A spokesman for Schumer says that's because there are still outstanding ballots to be counted in Pennsylvania. Some Republicans are now indicating they'll personally escort McCormick to the Capitol, defying Schumer. Fox has told Democrat Ruben Gallego has also not been invited to the new senator orientation. Although McCormick is not being invited to orientation, the Senate Republican Conference is still allowing him to vote in the secret ballot election for GOP leader. The contenders to replace Mitch McConnell include Senators John Thune, John Cornyn, and Rick Scott.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, my goodness, what isn't going on? We do have some backups at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Palafox Street. Also on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 9.5 Mile Road. Let's see. It also has some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess still. That's if you're, especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road. And Brent Lane has some issues near its intersection with Palafox also. Then it'll be North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some minor congestion if you're trying to get off of I-110 onto North Davis. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 72. Wednesday's going to start with about a 20% chance of showers, but that will increase significantly to about 80% as we get into your Wednesday evening.
Let me make your afternoon just a little more complicated. If you're coming off the Garcon
that
Bridge.
That update wasn't enough?
No, well, I'm just saying, if you're coming off the Garcon Bridge heading into Gulf Breeze, right at the south end of the bridge all the way to Highway 98, they're doing extensive construction, a lot of lane shifts, a lot of cones, very confusing. The rain is not making it any better. So if you are either getting on to the Garcon Bridge off of 98, heading north all the way to the bridge, you're going to have construction.
Yes.
And it is really bad, especially at nighttime. So just take that in as you're traversing the roads this afternoon.
Also have a texter dropping in just now. We've been getting a lot of texter engagement, by the way. We do appreciate that. You can text in at 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. An accident just happened on I-110 North just prior to the Davis Highway exit. Middle two lanes currently blocked. That is what a texter just told us now.
Compounding the issue, just one of those days. Could Florida Senator Marco Rubio become the next Secretary of State? Now, this is a situation I feel good about and a situation I don't feel so good about.
Right. Conflicting.
The greeting side of me is like, I don't want to lose this great senator from the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And then because he's a Fed guy at that point, you know, and then we have to replace Marco Rubio.
Right.
Are we ready to do that? If so, who's in line to fill the seat?
Right.
John Roberts from the local RNC, the Republican group here, I'm going to see if I can get him on tomorrow.
All right.
And we'll talk to him about that. Wish list, keep your fingers crossed on that one. But here's Fox's Eben Brown with a report from Broward County, Florida.
A son of Cuban immigrants, Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is in the midst of his third term. Prior to the U.S. Senate, he spent 8 years in the Florida State House of Representatives, two of them as that chamber's speaker. He attempted a presidential run in 2016 where he infamously squabbled with then-candidate Donald Trump, though eventually the two found common ground and became fierce allies. Rubio is a long-serving member of the Senate's Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
You're just complicating the issues even further.
Yes, absolutely. And we've gotten some texts, and we just got another one talking about there are some issues with some railroad crossings that have been.
Yeah, the CSX crossing.
Yes, and that's the thing. We are getting talks about that and how that could be playing a role with people detouring and stuff. So just be on the lookout for that as well.
We have smart callers.
Yes, we do.
And texters.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. And you know what? It's time we reward one of them.
There you go.
let's see here. We've got a Family four-pack of tickets to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. This is going to be in Robertsdale, Alabama, Medieval Village.
Go bold.
November 16th and 17th, along with November 23rd and 24th. I mentioned that text line earlier, 850-437-1620. Just text in something you'd find at a Renaissance Fair. We've gotten some very diverse answers, but the first person to text in something you would find at a Renaissance Fair to 850-437-1620, you will win this family four-pack of tickets. With how traffic's looking, it seems like you got nowhere else better to be. So as long as you're in a safe spot, text in and let us know something you'd see there, and you can get this pack of tickets.
Let me tack on to this CSX problem here. Motors, as you said, continue to experience delays at railroad crossing here in Escambia County. The project allows crews to perform maintenance along the tracks, and you're probably saying, so what? I want the thing open.
That is true.
I want to get home. Well, each railroad crossing will be closed for approximately 1 to 3 days. This is depending on the required work and also weather dependent. So maintenance is expected to be completed in December. Traffic will be detoured during this time. I feel for you. I know if you're stuck and you're getting up there and you see it's a detour, you probably might be mumbling four-letter words about now.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Qatar has pulled out of its mediator role in the ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel until they show willingness and seriousness to resume the talks and come to an agreement. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre highlighting a U.S. priority to bring hostages held by Hamas home.
We're going to continue to pursue certainly a number of initiatives to get the hostages home to their families. That is an ongoing work in progress, if you will, and that's going to be our focus.
Wildfires expanding across New Jersey into New York, scorching thousands of acres. Assistant Division Forest Fire Warden Chris Franek with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says a major fire burning along the state's border, about 10% contained from New Jersey's side of the state line.
Discussing with our New York partners, we're going with 20% containment as a whole. We're currently working with them to confirm the exact size because we need better ground truthing out there.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the post-election rally is now cooled and investors were taking a step back today. Following multi-session records since last Wednesday, shares finished the session lower. The Dow dropped 382 and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both lost 17 points. A Dutch court is ruling to dismiss a landmark climate ruling against Shell, which back in 2021 had ordered the oil giant to drastically reduce its global carbon emissions. The Hague District Court ruled that Shell must reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 45% from 2019 levels by 2030. Hedge fund chief John Paulson is removing himself from consideration as a potential nominee for Treasury Secretary by President-elect Donald Trump. Paulson is notorious for having shorted the subprime mortgage market in 2007. That's Your Money Now.
It's that time again, where we choose who we think is the best candidate for office. It's a difficult decision that requires the evaluation of contenders. Do they have the appropriate skills and experience for this office? Are they the right type of leader? Do they have a clear vision? Selecting the right candidate is no easy feat. That's why, for your office, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes choosing the right candidate for any office easy because they only find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Best of all, they do it fast. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So, while you're thinking about that really big decision, rest assured that any other hiring decision will be much easier when you use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper. A Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. The Chicago Bears fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron today. And if Chicago has any clue what they're doing, they wouldn't bring back Matt Eberflus for another season. This offseason will be the biggest in Bears history. And Chicago must hire either Bill Belichick, Ben Johnson, or Mike Vrabel, or else they'll ruin Caleb Williams. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football
Football season is in full swing. Take full advantage by winning some cash with Sleeper Picks. Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less than at least two of your favorite player stats. If you're right, you could win. You could pick up to 8 players to win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Sleeper has a special offer. New users will have their first deposit match up to $1,500. So if you deposit $1,500, they'll give you an extra $1,500 in credit. If you already played, Sleeper's got discount to player projections every week of the season. Check in and see what they have this week. Download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be matched 100% up to $1,500 in credit. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and unlock one of the fastest-growing fantasy sports apps in the world. Use code BLOCK for up to $1,500 credit match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code, location, and other restrictions apply. See terms of use for details at sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about a very interesting speech, Q&A session as well, that Governor Ron DeSantis gave at Notre Dame last week at their Center for Constitutional Studies. Lots of fascinating stuff in there. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about local incidents and crime and the Cadet Academy they just graduated 17 from. And, of course, ongoing developments in the new cabinet for President Trump, especially with Marco Rubio and Mike Walls from Florida. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
7 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And just darn good music this afternoon.
I love that song.
Nice music to kind of help you get to the house. Hey, thanks a lot for having the song. We appreciate the ride home. Always liking that a lot. So you had a winner, did you?
Yes, I did. Congrats to Joseph from Pensacola. Won that 4-pack for just submitting swords. That was an answer that won. We've given away, well, I have given away 3 sets of tickets already, and that's the first time swords has been the winner. We've gotten lances / turkey leg. We got belly dancer before we got swords as a winning answer.
Okay, Santa, when's the next time?
For us, I am not sure. Maybe, perhaps tomorrow. Actually, I think tomorrow you can tune in to Pensacola Morning News, and they should be giving a set away. But currently, unless Pensacola Morning News drops the ball, we're watching Andrew and John. We're tuning in. Unless they drop the ball tomorrow morning, we will not have any to give away tomorrow.
Give me a ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho.
There you go. You see, you
happy
still
holidays,
got that
everybody.
Spirit, even though it's we might not have tickets tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Win or lose, we're still here.
What a positive guy. Do you like NBA? I love NBA, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. It's a heavy backseat to football for me, but
well,
I do like
it. Well, it is. It is, but I do enjoy NBA. It has to be specific games, though. I have to like one of the teams playing. Because usually it's an offensive matchup.
Right.
Run up and down, hit it to three, run down, hit it to three, and blah, 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 like that. So if it's team alike, I can kind of stomach that stuff. Anyway, getting to the NBA Cup tournament tonight. It's happening. And Fox is all over this.
For the second consecutive year, the NBA will host its in-season tournament with all 30 teams fighting for the NBA Cup. Last year's tournament was a huge success, with the Los Angeles Lakers taking home the inaugural NBA Cup. But who will win it all this year? The group stage begins tonight. There are six groups of five, and each team will play their opponents once before the top four teams in each conference face off in a single elimination tournament, culminating in the championship game at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on December 17th. Key games to watch Tuesday: the New York Knicks take on the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Golden State Warriors host the Dallas Mavericks. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Tony.
Do you have a favorite NBA team?
Oh, yes. And it's probably my most random favorite team that there is. I'm one of those guys that doesn't – I don't root for, like, a particular area. I find teams that I think, you know what, they're cool, and I just root for them. And that's how I did it years ago with the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
Yeah. I was there to see us win.
I like the Orlando Magic.
So. Yes, and that one makes a bit more sense, not only because of your career history, but also just because of geography alone. So you got me beat there, but I got you beat in finals wins, so that it cancels out.
Tell me about that football game last night, Miami over Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Is Los Angeles that bad?
I don't think Los Angeles is bad. They may have had a bad night. I think there's a lot of potential for this team. Yeah, losing at home to a Dolphins team that was on a losing streak and has...
How many interceptions was that last night?
Well, that's...
I lost count.
it was an ugly game for sure. And as I said, if you're losing at home to a team that's on a losing streak and their quarterback's only got half his brain functioning, that's pretty bad. But I will say the Rams right now... they're on pace to be about a middle of the road wild card team. They play in a tough division. I think if you finish 9-8 and stumble into like the 6 or 7 seed in the NFC again, I think you're doing all right, especially considering you won a Super Bowl just a few years ago.
Yeah, 23-15. It was the Dolphins all over Los Angeles.
Yeah. But Rams fans, what I'm trying to say is not all hope is lost.
Yeah, go ahead and summarize.
It was a bad week. Not all hope is lost.
I feel so much better now. Not that I'm a Rams fan, that's for right, sure. But... Hey, coming up Thursday, we've got a big game. And I'm enjoying watching this team play for Mr. Daniels. Washington is playing Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
So I'm saying it's going to be a great game.
Eagles have... especially with their downfall last year, the Eagles have been a huge stunner. The only team that's been a bigger shock than them is the Washington Commanders with how well they've done. That should be one heck of a matchup.
Philadelphia was awesome this weekend.
Yeah.
A machine. That is a machine.
Yeah. No, they were great, but, you know, the Cowboys, they've been one of the most disappointing teams in the league. So 34-6, that says a lot about both sides there, if you ask me.
Okay. So that's pretty much how we're going to talk about the NFL. But SEC, we do need to touch on some of the games real quickly that it's coming up on Saturday. Alrighty. Texas and Arkansas.
That's an upset alert. Texas wins, but they struggle a bit. Maybe they pull away late.
ULM, take it on the Tigers of Auburn.
I think I told you yesterday there was a time where that looked like one heck of a game. ULM's only loss was to Texas, but they've lost three straight. So unless Auburn pulls a Rams, they should win that game.
Murray State, take it on Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Mercer, this is, and we explained.
Hey,
how this
Mercer's 9-1.
Okay,
bucko.
Okay. Mercer, Alabama.
With that said, give me the Tide. Big.
Here's another toss up, in my opinion. LSU, Florida.
That one is kind of a toss up.
Like, who's going to show up that day?
Yeah, only because Florida is at home. However, both of these teams are really in a rut right now. I've got LSU winning, but it's not going to be some blowout unless they're just really looking to let off some steam.
Missouri, South Carolina.
You know, did you see what Missouri's head coach said after the Oklahoma win, quote unquote? He said that they are still in the playoff hunt. And America's response to that was, no, you're not. And I think South Carolina is going to prove that this weekend.
Well, it made him feel good. Come on. Yeah. He hasn't had that many times to feel good like that.
Yeah, I can't help. Whenever I bring up Elijah Drinkwitz, because that's his name, I can't help but bring up the fact that he has the nickname Dorkwitz.
All right. Here's the barn burner, Tennessee, Georgia.
That is huge. Yeah, that is huge for playoff implications, because we're finding ourselves with Georgia, not as much Tennessee, but with Georgia, we are finding ourselves in a position where okay, this game makes or breaks you. We said that about Alabama and Tennessee last week, and we're saying it now about Georgia. If you get served a third loss, you're going to have a loss to Alabama where you were at one point down 28-0. You're going to have a loss to Ole Miss where you lost by three scores, and then you're going to have a home loss to Tennessee, and God knows how much that will be decided by. If you lose to the Volunteers, Georgia's done.
Okay, New Mexico State, Texas A&M.
A&M. Okay. I got on a soapbox all just for that.
Okay, all right. UWF, Valdosta State.
I have UWF, and I'm sure I'm biased as an alum, but I've got UWF on the road, upset 32-30.
And the game that we both can agree on, the FSU game.
Yeah, luckily FSU has a bye going That's into right. this one. I can't believe I'm saying that. I think they need that. But it's against one-win Charleston Southern in Tallahassee. If Florida State doesn't win that, I don't know, disband the program. Anyway, 5:45 here. just fanning that. Oh, behave, you.
Absolutely.
Just about 5:45
His
here.
His name is Austin Price. He drives a black pickup.
Yes, and I'm sure the tires will be slashed this evening. 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Man, all right, so we've gotten texts about some vehicle, you know, accidents, some CSX railroad closing, so on so forth. And this has all culminated in several issues all around Pensacola and beyond. All right. On I-110, if you are traveling northbound towards the North Davis Highway exit, we do have some heavy congestion there. We had talk about an accident reported in that area that was closing some of the middle lanes. Also, North Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound towards I-10, got some issues there. The intersection of Palafox Street and Nine Mile Road, still very heavily backed up on both roads there. So try to avoid that area, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox or westbound on Nine Mile. And then Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards Nine Mile, also dealing with backups at this time. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight, not going to get much cooler. Tomorrow, going to be about a 20% chance of rain that will increase to about 80 as we get into your Wednesday night. High of 74, low of 72.
Boy, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, can't you see I'm lightheaded over here?
Absolutely. 547 News Radio 92.3, President-elect Trump is vowing to roll back electric vehicle mandates. Now, with support from his pick for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, former New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, Fox's Kelly Saberi, new lady coming in today.
I was about to say, that's
I'd like
a new
to
name.
Say, hey, Kelly, welcome. She's in with more on this continuing story.
Somebody who's really on the same page as the president-elect is Senator-elect Bernie Moreno of Ohio, who says that we're about to see the golden age of autos in the U.S. He is a former car dealer himself. He told me his plan to make this happen. He says the first thing is to write a new tax code for companies. Then he also wants to get rid of the subsidies that come with buying an EV. One of the other things he wants to do has to do specifically with the state of California. He wants to prohibit the state from setting its own emission standards that are followed by 14 other states around the country, and he'd like to create a unified emissions policy for the entire nation.
Okay, let me get you up to speed here. I know if you just jump in the car, you've been hearing about this weather situation down in the Caribbean or so. Let me give it to you so you'll know exactly what's going on. It's an update for tropical activity around the Western Caribbean later into this weekend. NHC forecasters concerned today about the potential development of a storm depression targeting South Florida and the Florida Keys as impact points. It's going to be well south of what we're talking about, a tropical storm or hurricane threat to Florida late in the season. Really wouldn't be rare, but it also wouldn't be unheard of. It's happened before.
That's true.
So here's a few storms since 1966. Gordon, 1994. Keith, 88. Kate, 85, all striking Florida during the latter parts of November. The next name on the list happens to be Sarah. The Atlantic hurricane season ends in about 18 days.
All righty. And, you know, here's something that you can just kind of chalk up as the not-so-shocking twist of the day. Of course, a little while back, we talked about that new Louisiana law that was requiring the Ten Commandments to be posted in public school classrooms. Well, surprise, not really surprise. It's been put on hold. Opponents sued, arguing that it's a violation of the separation of church and state, and a federal judge agreed and has approved a preliminary injunction. So just in case you thought that was a bit questionable, as I said, very unsurprisingly, it has been stifled, I'll say.
Well, let me just tell you this. Louisianians have one thing and one thing only, patience.
Yes.
There you go. I just you know, it's like if you ever saw the movie The Graduate with Benjamin Braddock and Mr. Robinson walks up to him, he says, Ben, here's the word of the future, plastics. Yeah. Plastics.
That is true. Well,
there you go. I just gave you my word.
All righty. Just about 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break.
Remember that 20 years from now.
When we return, we'll get our hourly check of the stock numbers, the Wall Street figures, but also we'll talk about some of this stuff that's going on around the country today. Some of this more, you know, some of these developing stories that we've been touching on, including that FEMA worker situation regarding houses with Trump signs and what they did wrong, and basically how that kind of points to a bigger issue. Look at that. I'm laying it all out for you. Got that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Three. If you think this is a spaghetti western getting ready to drop it, it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, man, I love that song. It does. It has that vibe to it.
Listen, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and did have some spaghetti western type of theme to it, didn't it?
Yes. It's called Short Change Hero. It's by The Heavy. Great song. I recommend it.
Okay, 5:53, 7 away from 6 o'clock. Thanks a lot for having us on today. An inside look at the rise and fall of some of your favorite music groups. Now, this should be interesting. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on the report.
Key members of boy bands are opening up in the documentary called Larger Than Life, Reign of the Boy Bands.
I've never heard screams so piercing.
I think somebody's hurt, and then I realize they're screaming for us. I wanted to have them pull me in the audience and just rip me apart.
I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, 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 bye.
The rest is history.
Larger Than Life includes commentary from AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys, Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees, and many more. The documentary is streaming now on Paramount Plus. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Man, my goodness.
You're in heaven.
How's that? Am I a big boy band guy?
Well, I don't know. You introduced me to that. What's it? The guy that just died.
Liam Payne, One Direction.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They were undoubtedly one of those groups as well. They were such a big deal. Just about 5:55 here. Speaking of big deals, my goodness, a lot going on the roads here.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 9 Mile Road. Still got some issues there. Same if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards that same intersection. I-110, if you are traveling northbound towards the North Davis Highway exit, we do have some very heavy congestion there because of an accident that was closing some of the middle lanes. Beyond that, it's going to be North Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound towards Creighton Road and Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And even the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street is dealing with some backups as well. So really anywhere adjacent to Palafox is quite hellish at the moment. As for the weather, it is 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 74, low of 72. Wednesday is going to start out with about a 20% chance of rain, but it will gradually increase throughout the day and hit a quite sudden spike of 80% as we get into your Wednesday night.
Okay, if you're heading off the 110 freeway onto the Access Davis interchange here, there continues to be a car. It looks like it's disabled with its light flashing. I'm just giving you a warning. So when you make that right curve,
yes,
coming on towards Davis Highway, there's going to be a vehicle in the right lane. Has his flashers on, but be aware, don't get too close to that right lane.
Yes, the congestion is cleared out, so you're going to think, oh, good, I'm good to just zoom. No, be very careful.
Okay, Ice Flyers won one game, lost another this past weekend series against the Knoxville Ice Bears. Next up, a split Huntsville weekend. And what I'm saying here, as the good guys play one in Huntsville Friday night, then they load the bus back up, head back home to Pensacola for a Saturday night, big night over at the Bay Center. It's the Star Wars theme night. People go nuts over this stuff. They go absolutely crazy. This will be a big night. Puck will drop 7:05 on the ice.
All righty. And hinted at this before break, the FEMA worker accused of telling staff to skip hurricane-damaged homes with Trump signs claims that it didn't just happen in Florida. Former FEMA supervisor Marnie Washington told Unfiltered Roland Martin that she's being made a scapegoat. She says that she was just following FEMA protocol, and it also happened in the Carolinas as well. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called it a violation of the agency's core values and principles.
Interesting how this thing starts. Loose lips sinking ships.
Yes.
So anyway.
Poet.
Did not know it. I got it. I did mention this to you during our first hour. Car theft soaring in the Myrtle Grove community. A very peaceful community. I mean, you know, this is kind of concerning. Neighbors say all started around Halloween. The National Insurance Crime Bureau reporting Florida has one of the highest rates of vehicle thefts and records more than 46,000 stolen vehicles a year. These numbers from 46,000 are from 2023. Scampia deputies confirming there's almost a dozen active car stolen cases in West Pensacola being worked on right now. By the way, the optimal time these thefts occur, 1 to 4 a.m. in the morning.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Lock your car.
Yeah, lock your cars. Be on the lookout for stuff like that. All righty. You know, I mentioned this last hour talking about the National Toy Hall of Fame. They inducted My Little Pony, the Phase 10 card game, and Transformers. And other finalists this year were names like Apples to Apples, Hess Toy Trucks into Trampoline. Well, Chris, you and I got to talking about, okay, well, can I find where we can see some other inductions throughout the years? Because this goes back to 1998. Well, you know what? You had mentioned Silly Putty. Coincidentally, I'm like, let me just see what toys were inducted the year I was born, 2001. Well, Silly Putty was inducted in 2001.
Very cool.
And it was a pretty slow class, apparently, because it was Silly Putty and the other Tonka Trucks. Two household names, though, for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, Silly Putty has been around probably since real early 60s.
Yeah, I wanted to see, because it gives write-ups on each
one. I bet it's around 61, 62, something like that, Silly Putty. First rolled out there.
Oh, okay. It says a New York article featured Silly Putty in 1950. Orders topped 250,000 in 3 days after that article. And it says millions have sold every year since.
All right. Let me get this story in here real quick. An actor plans on leaving the industry after his upcoming projects. You'll know the name. Monica DeLuca has the story for you.
Denzel Washington revealing his timeline to retirement during an interview with Australia's Today. He names a bunch of projects he wants to do before retiring.
Ryan Coogler is writing a part for me in the next Black Panther. After that, I'm going to do the film Othello. After that, I'm going to do King Lear. After that, I'm going to retire.
Marvel Studios has not officially confirmed that a third film in the Black Panther franchise is in the works. Denzel will be in Gladiator 2, which hits theaters November 22nd. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Sounds like he's got a plan in place.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
14 movies and appearances, and after that, I'm going to retire.
Yeah, it's a pretty distant retirement plan, but
Denzel.
Hey, he's got the money to do it.
Well,
that's for darn sure.
Mr. Washington, I want to just say to you, I have enjoyed every single thing you've done. What a talent. And we will miss you when you retire.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.